city of Spokane Valley issue a proclamation stating that our city is a Second Amendment sanctuary city. Today on Church and State, Biden implies black and Hispanic workers don't have high school diplomas.
And a Christian woman prays for a drag queen, gets over a million views on TikTok, but is it an actual prayer?
Plus, whoever gave Gabe access to all these buttons needs to be publicly executed. Hello, Christian Patriots, and welcome. You done?
Yes. This feels so good.
Hello, Christian Patriots, and welcome to Church and State, where we strive to plug you into the pew and plug you into politics. I'm your host, Caleb Collier. My ADHD friend over there is Pastor Gabe Blomgren.
Feels good. All these buttons. You say you're the professional button pusher.
Chris, I'm going to kill you, just so you know. Yeah. Just so that is on the table right there. I'm going to kill you.
So we got some great stories for all of you. Those of you who are following us on your little work trip or whatever you're doing, you're podcasting with us. Thanks for following us. I'm going to let you tee us up for who's our sponsor that we need to push right now before we actually really, really push.
I am just going to say that you are giving credence to the fact that I call us the most schizophrenic show you're going to listen to.
It is.
Because you never know what you're going to do.
Shiny!
Yeah, there's some buttons. Anyway, churchandstate.media, if you want to be able to fast forward this show because you're tired of what Gabe's doing over there, you got to be able to download it. And the way to do so is to go to churchandstate.media, where you can share this episode and fast forward through the parts where he speaks and listen to when I speak. Is that accurate?
Yeah, because then they can hear this. Yeah.
Okay. Anyway,
Caleb speaking.
If you want to help support us, the best way to do so is to go check out all of our fine affiliates. Clearly, Gabe needs, you need a lot, don't you? But you probably need some Z-Stack because yes. I think what's going on right now is maybe there's like a deficit in some of the mineral content that you're consuming or
COVID
something.
COVID has no signs of like losing smell or anything. It could be, what if COVID is just fundamentally now distracting everyone to an ADHD level? What if that's what's going on?
Well, then I think you caught it.
I have it.
Yeah. I think that's accurate. Okay, so if you want to make sure that you don't end up like my co-host over there, get some of that Z-Stack on board. Use the promo code Church and State. Buy as much as you possibly can.
No jokes. All that aside, we are coming into the fall. Fall is the greatest season for one reason. Pumpkin spice. Okay, all those who agree besides Caleb. But the other reason is...
Wait. You actually, like pumpkin spice?
Oh, I love it on everything. More pumpkin. No, I don't love it. I actually disdain like the it's weird that it turned into candles. It turned into everything. It turned into like ice cream. Once again, it's like an overhaul of it. But here's the thing. Flu season is going to hit. And of course, they're going to blame COVID. They're going to blame all these other things. Please just purchase some Z-Stack. Get yourself ahead of the game. Get completely covered by the blood of Jesus. And also Dr. Dzilinko's really, really good products.
You know, if the CDC was actually smart, they'd come out with pumpkin spice flu shots and boosters.
There we go. Everybody get them.
All the white girls would get them right away. Yeah, I tell you. All right. Great. If you want to donate to the show, you can do so by just clicking on that magic button right there. You can do it through Bitcoin or you can do it through cash. We are definitely in a fundraising time right now. And the reason why, Gabe...
We're going to Miami.
Yes.
We need something like that.
Go ahead and play the commercial.
Yeah. So here is Clay, one of our most esteemed heroes in the faith. Listen to his take. Podcast is a podcast that brings you the truth, and they don't turn it up. You guys do not apologize for your. I'm going to restart this because it's way too quiet.
You need to turn up your.
No, it's not me. I'm full blast. So we. Chris, you got it loud? Let's try it again. All right, here we go. Nice and loud.
Church and State podcast is a podcast that brings you the truth, and they don't apologize for
it. Can't turn it up anymore.
Apologize for your faith and for your freedoms at Church and State. So if you're out there today and you're listening to Fox News or CNN or some sort of woke show that you found on Newsmax or something. Stop watching the fake news, the big pharma news, and start watching Church and State. Subscribe today. This is the channel. This is the show you want to be watching to hear the truth, because if it wasn't for great shows like Church and State, this information would not get out to the people.
Yeah, Clay.
That was pretty awesome. Yeah,
I huge appreciate that.
Yeah, so donate, please. We want to go to Miami, and we want to bring you a ton of great content from some of the leaders in the conservative Christian movement.
Yeah, we're going to be ringside again, just like in Post Falls. We're gonna do it up big. I'm going to find, when I go to Miami, I'm gonna rent a red carpet again. And who do you think we could interview? Do you think, your new friend, who is one of my heroes, his behind-the-scenes work earned him, legal ramifications. Can you tell us about?
Yeah, so that was an interesting thing.
This is my hero.
I literally got
to rub elbows with this guy.
I did, for a long time. I was down in San Diego for our pastor summit, and I get a text from my boss, and he says, I need you to do me a favor. I said, sure. And he said, are you a good driver? And obviously, everybody who knows me knows I'm an excellent driver. Like Rain Man, excellent driver. No.
It's pretty good.
I'm a good driver. Look.
Dude, it's nothing special.
4 years in the military, 7.5 years driving the ambulance.
He knows his way.
No, it's not just Spokane. I'm a very good driver, man. I am. And so, anyway, I said, yeah, I'm a great driver. And so he says, all right, I need you to take James O'Keefe from San Diego to L.A., basically.
What?
Yeah. And I'm like, cool. Okay, let's do this. So with traffic and everything, we had to make a one stop as well. I ended up spending 3 hours in the car alone with James O'Keefe. And
that sounds creepy, but also cool, because this is the guy of hidden cameras. If anybody does not know, Veritas, Project Veritas is all about behind the scenes. He employs people to go and work in faux environment. Everybody should know this is a secret camera guy. Did you worry that there was a camera on you?
No, I told my boss what I was going to do is I was going to put him in the back seat, take the rearview mirror, so I was just staring at him and not say a word to him and just mumble the whole time.
Scary.
Yeah, no. Really good guy, honestly.
Did he pull the old, do you know who I am?
Not at all. No, he was genuine. He was working the whole time. Look, he released it, so it doesn't matter if I talk about it. But he released all his footage. He went to Maui. Mm-hmm. He's actually suing the governor of Hawaii over a First Amendment violation.
Wow.
Awesome, right? That deserves applause, Gabe. But... No. You kill me.
I know.
Anyway, but no, like the conversations I was able to have with him, he's a good guy, and he was revealing some of the stuff, that why he got basically banned from his own organization. Yeah. He
literally
kicked out.
Got removed from his own organization.
And one of the things that they had said is that they didn't like that he had a personal driver. And he's like, hey, you're with me right now. What am I doing? And I'm like,
working.
You're working. He was literally like uploading videos. He was on the phone with people like add this to this. And I'm like, yeah, you're working. Like, who cares if you have a personal driver? And why do we as Americans have an issue with a guy who has taken an organization that has thrown out some of the best work possible, like Acorn, the Pfizer issues, like all this stuff that he's
exposing
brought,
body parts for sale by Planned Parenthood.
Exactly. Yeah. This is all James O'Keefe. And like, why do we care if he has a driver?
Yeah,
it's ridiculous. And Project Veritas without James O'Keefe
would
is dying. Well, it's dying. It's going bankrupt. Yeah. While OMG, O'Keefe Media Group, is growing.
Right.
So yeah, it's him. He was the visionary. He's the guy behind the scenes that did it all. And just honestly, if you don't know him, you should start watching his videos. And I can tell you from personally spending a lot of time with him, he's a really good guy.
Now, are we going to get an interview?
I'm going to try.
Dang it.
Okay, Gabe. I had a theory, and you love Popeye, right? You're always talking about Popeye, and
that moment,
I can't stands.
I can't stands no more. I've stansed it, and I can't stands no more.
So I have a theory on this, okay? Do you like canned spinach? Do you remember
I hate canned vegetables. Just
do you remember back in elementary school, and you'd get the hot lunches, and you were all excited. Remember that pizza we used to think was good? Oh, wait, you were homeschooled. Chris, do you remember the pizza?
Mom's pizza.
Yeah.
Mom put Totino's pizza rolls in the oven.
Do you remember that square, cardboard pizza that we were all excited about? It was so bad, right? It's so terrible. But they'd give you this glop of canned spinach sometimes. Nobody liked that. And that's what Popeye ate to supposedly get strong with. So I have a theory. I think that Popeye became the toxic Avenger for from eating too much of that canned spinach?
Maybe. Toxic levels of mercury, lead, all those other poisons.
Now, did you know, Gabe, that Popeye is actually based on a real character?
I didn't.
Yeah, this is pretty fascinating, actually, that the comic came from an individual named Rocky Fiegel. And he was actually, he wasn't a sailor, he was a bartender, but he was known for his feats of strength. He fought basically everybody. But he was just this tough guy, no teeth, smoked a pipe. And if you look at the image, and Chris has got it for us,
it looks that's just Popeye, like man. Dude, that is crazy.
Isn't that?
It looks like Robin Williams. Robin Williams did an amazing job.
He did
job.
Do a good job he as did Popeye. The best. Yes, yeah, I would agree. But this guy's the real Popeye. And in fact, at his gravestone, you can actually see an image of Popeye right there on his marker. So there you go. Real life Popeye, now the Toxic Avenger.
If African Americans deserve reparations for slavery, seven generations ago, don't you think his family deserves some type of reparations? If he has any living people in his family, he doesn't do anything.
No, because he's immortal now.
Reparations?
No. He is. Look at him. People still love Popeye the Sailor Man, and they took him.
We need his kids to get paid, isn't it?
Why?
Because that's the world we live in now.
No, I don't like that world.
Neither do I. But
all right, talking about worlds we don't like, Gabe. Why do the drag queens keep getting into the news?
I don't know. What's interesting too is it's using terms like God loves everyone, and that's true. It's just like Satan does not use full lies.
No, he never does.
He uses half truths.
Hey, it goes so back like, to the original one, Gabe. Did God really say? Right?
Yeah, it's creepy when they play these videos, which you're going to listen here to a church service that is not a church service, but there's some things in there that are true, but it also sounds like some type of, go back to that article. We're going to do that one first. I think the story about what's going on, as far as this confession of faith by all these individuals.
This is at a Texas
like
church,
drones.
Too.
It sounds like drones.
Yeah. I mean, they sound like they're indoctrinated.
Lord God of Druid worship, who compels us to also stand before the court of drag queens, comes before. That's what they all sound like.
They do sound like that. And this is what's sad. This is a Texas church. If there was any state in the union, you would think that would just kick these drag queens out of their borders. You would hope it would be Texas, right?
But it is not the case.
Unfortunately,
it is not the case.
I'm taking that away from you.
It's not the case.
Anyway.
Ooh. It's creepy. Of all people.
We recognize that all people are made in the loving image of God, no matter who they are.
Right?
How they dress and express themselves.
Oh, I see what you're doing. Oh, okay. Divine diversity. But we're going to silence the unborn.
Drag queens are often targets of hate and violence. But we know that they are powerful and resilient.
Powerful.
To show us what it means to be truly authentic.
Is this like Captain Planet?
Yeah.
Heart.
He was the worst.
Recognizing their full humanity and their incredible contributions to our world.
Such as?
Radical inclusivity.
Whoa.
Wow, this is like, imagine Jesus is saying to the church that's lost their first love, you know what I mean?
Yeah, this
woe
is definitely
you,
a church
Corso,
in Revelation.
Woe to you, Bethsaida. Like, this is disgusting. This is a church. This is an actual church building.
Yes.
This is disgusting.
Yeah, and some of the things
radical
that they were saying, yeah,
diversity.
Like, what?
Divine
what?
Diversity. Did you hear that? Divine diversity.
Yes. And
I didn't know diversity could be divine, Caleb.
Apparently so, but wow. I want to ask you this, Gabe, just off the top of your head, can you name one contribution that the drag queens have given to the world?
Excessive makeup?
Yeah. There is none. There's literally none.
Fat guys, belly hair. Is that a thing? Is that a contribution?
I don't know if that's a contribution, no.
The concept of being fully bearded while being fully makeuped. You know, there's something, admit it, when you see a guy with a beard, fully makeuped, and his hair's long, it is one of the most strange, surreal things. It's just like weird.
Yeah, it's very strange. It's because
like, I almost want to vomit every time I see it. Because it's just awkward.
No, it really is. I think when we examine these drag queens and what they're trying to do, and especially as they're trying to gain access to children, we understand the evil that is in their heart. Look, no normal people, and there are groups like Gays Against Groomers who recognize this behavior. No normal person wants to subject children to any type of sexual innuendos, education, anything like that. So these people are twisted, and they have an agenda, and it's a sick and nefarious one. And we've got to combat this every time we see it. And so on Church and State, we pledge to fight drag queen story hours, no matter what it costs us, no matter if it becomes a hate crime in the United States. True. We're going to oppose this, and there's nothing hateful about that. It's trying to protect children. It's trying to ensure that they grow up and can remain children for as long as they need to, right? Until they become that adult and they're ready to tackle some of these subjects. Well, we will never stop fighting against this type of behavior.
And conversely, we would be the first person to actually fight for them had we been an oppressive fascist, fully fascist government that was actually hanging drag queens or pushing them off of buildings. I would be there at that building saying, no, you're not going to do this over my dead body. You're not going to kill somebody because of their physical appearance.
I completely agree. And that's something that the left will never understand about us.
I will literally be toe-to-toe with any type of force that would try to kill them because of their appearance.
Yeah. And I don't know why that's so hard for them to understand, but no matter what we say on this show or no matter what conservative Christians say, there's always the accusations of you're fascists. So like for the people in the back, we hate Nazis. We hate fascists. We hate any type of tyrannical government that would steal somebody's very existence away from them just because they have been viewed as the minority. They are the people that they can take advantage of. That's not at all what we stand for as conservative Christians.
Amen.
All right.
Hey, I got a question for you. Caleb, if you were downtown Spokane and you had a drag queen who is publicly handing out paraphernalia, advertising, even selling ware, you know what I mean? Selling some of their material. And you just felt the Holy Spirit compel you to pray. Would you pray for that individual?
I might turn over the table first.
Okay, that's interesting.
I might. Yeah, I don't know. But
I don't know if the prayer would go very good, but you'd pray.
I probably would pray for, in fact, I think I have prayed for drag queens that they would find salvation and freedom.
Would you say that, like, would you pray an offensive prayer? Would you really try to rile that person up? Would you say, you know, do the old, you know, we come before you, God, and I just right now in the name of Jesus declare all, I just rebuke out the demon right now of perversion inside you. Would you go
possibly?
There? Okay.
I don't know. Yeah, I think the situation would dictate, honestly.
Okay. Well, there's a prayer. This is coming out of Newsweek. No one is prepared for what Christian woman says as she prays over drag queen. Now, this individual, I'm not sure how it all transpired, but there's over 1 million TikTok views for this instance where an individual, a man named Jessica Lahore, was prayed for. You know, this is the quote, I feel like when I was asked if she could pray for me mentally, I prepared myself to be numb to whatever response because it's not common to get a good prayer. Lahore, who's 30, was pleasantly surprised to hear the woman say following the prayer, I just ask, Lord, would you protect Jessica? She's out here spreading good things and good cheer to people and just watch over and protect her and the people that are here with her today. Amen. It says during the clip, Lahore is sporting a Barbie-inspired outfit and wearing a blonde wig, which those of you who are in Radio Land, you're not going to be able to see this, but I'm going to go ahead and play the video. It's very, to me, I'm just going to say watered down.
Any more questions for me?
What's your name?
My name is Jessica Lahore. You can find me online, social media, website, and all kinds of good stuff. I do tons of different projects. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can I pray for you?
You can pray for me, sure.
I would love it.
Yeah.
I just ask, Lord, would you protect Jessica as she's out here spreading good things and good cheer to people, and just watch over and protect her and the people that are with her here today. Amen.
Thank you so much. You're that was welcome. Very sweet. Have a great rest of your day. Play forward. Thank you.
Okay, Caleb, there's a quote, very famous quote, Dietrich Bonhoeffer. Silence in the face of evil is evil itself. Okay, she said something, but it's literally, it's so foam. It's just air. It's just fluff. She didn't say in Jesus' name. She didn't say anything
regarding... She said Lord, but she wasn't praying to our God. That's for sure.
I'm just going to say I appreciate what I would say, like, level kindergarten courage it took to pray that. But if you're going to pray that, and especially, it looks as if she had somebody set up the camera for her. But I just want to ask all of our Church and State listeners out there, what do you think? Do you think this is a good prayer? Would you pray at all? I'm kind of just thinking to myself, as somebody, you know, is walking out into the street, as a bus is literally going to careen into their body, they're going to go into the next life, you know, you could just pray this little prayer. Hey, Jesus, would you protect them as they take this next step? I just pray that you just bless them and all the people that, you know, are going to miss her as she steps into this bus. You know, just I pray that she has a good time as she steps into this bus. Amen.
Yeah.
Go get him.
I think
you're not going to tell her anything, you know, like I, at the very least, I would pray this. Jesus, I pray that you manifest yourself and show her that you love her and you would never leave her or forsake her, but you would never, ever, ever leave her in her fallen state. Lord, show her that she is a man.
And I was actually going to correct you in your prayer there, because you're praying for her. It's not a her, it's a man. That's a man dressed like a woman. So your prayer is actually wrong, Gabe. You should be praying for him. Pray for him that he would see the light.
The punchline was, show her she's a man.
Yeah. I would say anybody that goes to a church where they think this is acceptable, whether it be this Texas church or this woman who's praying for this Lahore drag queen, I think anybody who thinks that's acceptable, anybody who has a pastor that gives sermons that say that this is the way you want to be treating these types of people, I have one message for you.
But the people are retarded.
Yeah, all right.
You've been wanting to push that button.
I've been wanting to push that button for a while. You get to push all the buttons. No, look, read your Bible. That's all it takes is read your Bible. It is the inspired word of God. It's never wrong. And it tells you exactly how to address these types of situations. Okay. The Bible tells us that a man is not supposed to dress as a woman. Okay. So when we read that, we know that God does not view this as acceptable behavior. And he's not going to protect people that are engaging in this type of behavior. Not to say that this person, this very confused man, can't become a Christian, cannot see the light and turn his life completely around. Gabe, I was just at this pastor summit. We had a pastor there. I forget his name right now. He was a porn star for years.
Wow.
A porn star. And God got a hold of him and completely transformed him. He's got a wife now. He's got kids. And that man is on fire for the Lord. You can tell it from when he speaks. It is awesome. So if God can get a hold of somebody like that, he can get a hold of any one of these people and radically transform them, and they will be free in Christ.
Amen.
All right. Speaking of somebody who needs freedom, Biden just continues to be the gift that keeps on giving, doesn't he, Gabe?
Well, I don't know if he's giving much, but
for comedy purposes,
Biden's probably tired of him.
I think every American is tired of him, and I would assume that people of color have got to be tired of this individual, because what did he say at a recent event? He actually has a quote here. He was giving a speech, and he says this: "We've seen record lows in unemployment, particularly, and I focused on my whole career, particularly for African Americans and Hispanic workers and veterans. You know, the workers without high school diplomas."
Okay.
So he's saying, now as a veteran, I'm offended by
now
this.
Veterans.
Okay. You know what? I served in the Marine Corps, and I've got a bachelor's
in
history.
Diploma? Do you have a diploma? Give me a thumbs up if you have a diploma, Pat.
Crickets.
You got a diploma? No. Whoa.
I don't know. You can just say.
Why are you trying to single me out?
Because you're a veteran. See, wow.
What?
But that is ironic that we would ask that question. But here's the thing.
No, you asked that question. Don't throw me in there.
Yeah.
Pat's mad at you, not me.
I don't care.
Anyway.
Joe Biden.
How dare you? Yeah. So veterans, anybody who served this country, And if you're black or brown, you don't have a high school diploma. Now, the White House tried to clean this up, Gabe. This is
they
funny.
They tried to say he said, skipped an and.
But it doesn't make sense. Listen to the Biden's speech would have read, "We've seen record lows in unemployment, particularly, and I focused on this my whole career, particularly for African Americans and Hispanic workers and veterans, you know, and the workers without high school diplomas."
Yeah, that's the biggest run-on sentence
it
ever.
Doesn't make sense. Now, granted, this is how Biden talks, but why would you write that into a speech? Okay, you know Biden's going to butcher your speech.
You would totally separate those two concepts as far as the East from the West, because you would totally, in the climate we live in, not want to even touch African-American or Hispanics with any type of insinuation whatsoever that they would ever not have a diploma.
And this isn't the first time he's insulted people of color. Look, he said, if you're not black, or if you don't vote for me, you're not black. Back when he was Biden's running mate, he said Biden was different from blacks because he smelled nice. He cleaned up nice. Like, this guy is, now that his mind is freaking pudding, he's saying whatever he wants. And the truth of the matter is this guy is racist. And you can go back through his voting records, through his history, that yes, indeed, this man, this guy who is faking being the commander in chief is actually a racist. That's what it comes down to, Gabe.
He is.
And black people, people of color, they have had it up to here with Joe Biden. They know that this guy doesn't represent them and that he's actually damaged the economy in such a way that they are struggling. They are not suffering from short-term memory loss like the president. No, they remember Donald Trump's presidency and how things were more affordable back
Gas
then.
Was cheap.
So were grocery items. Now right. You can't go to the store without dropping a considerable amount of money just on your weekly grocery needs. Okay, people are having to make hard decisions right now about whether or not they're going to pay the power bill or whether they're going to feed their family. And that blame rests squarely on Joe Biden's shoulders.
We call that Bidenomics around here.
Yeah, and he still claims that it's working. If you see Joe Biden and his little troll, Kamala Harris, on any of the interviews that they're doing, they are claiming that Bidenomics, thank you, is working. That's their claim. And you have to be so inept, so far from the truth, to even state something like that when the rest of America, you know, those flyover states and such, they're all looking around going, how is Bidenomics working? Because everything I see is more expensive. And you continue to engage in policies, like banning oil, like making it to where every single semi will have to be a EV or vehicle.
No more gas stoves. We can't have those.
You can't have fireplaces. You can't have anything. That's Biden's America. And everyone, regardless of color, creed, race, sex, is rejecting your message. Church and State is sponsored in part by Patriot Church and the Constitution Party.
I'm Gabe Blomgren, and a calm does not suit me.
And I'm Caleb Collier, and I was born for a storm.
Welcome to the fire.